Alright folks, welcome back to Social Confidence. I'm your host, Jake Carter, and today we're diving into something powerful, something that can truly transform your life. Forgiveness. Now, before you start rolling your eyes thinking, oh, here comes another self-help spiel, hear me out. Forgiveness isn't about condoning what someone did to you. It's about liberating yourself from the chains of resentment and anger. It's about choosing peace over pain, even when things feel incredibly unfair. Ever felt that knot in your stomach? That bitter taste in your mouth that just won't go away? Yeah, that's resentment talking, and trust me, it's doing more damage to you than the person who wronged you. Here's the deal, holding on to anger is like drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. You get hurt, they might not even notice. So, how do we break free from this cycle? Let's talk about 5 key takeaways that can help you cultivate forgiveness and finally let go of that resentment. First things first, understand that forgiveness isn't a one-time event. It's a process, a journey. There will be ups and downs, moments where you feel like giving up, but remember, every step forward is a victory. Don't expect to wake up one day feeling perfectly serene. It takes time, effort, and a whole lot of self-compassion. Second, acknowledge your feelings. Bottling them up will only make things worse. Allow yourself to feel the anger, the sadness, the hurt. Write it down, talk it out with someone you trust, or find a healthy outlet for those emotions. But don't let them consume you. You're allowed to feel, but you don't have to be ruled by your feelings. Third, shift your perspective. This is tough, I know. It takes conscious effort to see things from a different angle. Try asking yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I grow as a person because of it? Maybe the other person was hurting. Maybe they made a mistake. Everyone's human and we all mess up sometimes. Fourth, focus on your own well-being. This isn't about condoning the actions of others, but about taking responsibility for your own happiness. Holding on to resentment only keeps you stuck in a negative cycle. Choose to focus on what brings you joy, cultivate positive relationships, and surround yourself with people who lift you up. And finally, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. It's not about making the other person feel better, it's about freeing yourself from the burden of anger and resentment. You deserve peace, you deserve happiness, and forgiveness is the key to unlocking both. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine walking into your workplace after a tough confrontation with a colleague. Your stomach is churning, your head is buzzing with thoughts of injustice, and every interaction feels strained. That's resentment clinging to you like a shadow, sucking the joy out of your day. But what if you decided to take a different path? You could acknowledge the hurt, take a few deep breaths, remind yourself that everyone makes mistakes, and choose to approach the situation with understanding instead of anger. You might even find that open communication can lead to a resolution, or at the very least, help you move forward with more clarity and peace. See, forgiveness isn't about letting things slide, it's about choosing empowerment over bitterness. It's about creating space for healing, growth, and genuine connection. So, remember these key takeaways. Forgiveness is a journey, not a destination. Acknowledge your feelings, but don't let them control you. Shift your perspective to find learning opportunities. Prioritize your own well-being. And most importantly, remember that forgiveness is a gift you give yourself. Now go out there, embrace the power of letting go, and watch as your life transforms. And if you found this episode helpful, please share it with someone who could benefit from these insights. We're all in this journey together, so let's support each other along the way. Until next time, keep shining bright.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.